All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Monday, March 9th of 2026. Looking ahead here, we had 16 matches of tennis get underway already, and then we just had an early NHL showdown lock about 1 minute ago. So good luck to all of you playing those slates for the rest of the day. We have a 4-game NHL slate and then a 5-game NBA main slate. So it should be a fun day of DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew, one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS related questions, get questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. Just can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do this show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So you can tune in any one of those days to get your questions answered. All right, a quick schedule update for you guys. We will be having office hours Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of this week. We will not be having office hours Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Just a short update for you guys there. I'll be out of town. So that is what the schedule looks like for this week. All right, aside from any updates, we have SaberSim pulled up on the screen. Going to get our first question queued up here, and then we'll kind of see where things go from there. So first question today, do you recommend creating a separate build for each contest? Otherwise, isn't it possible for some of the lineup pull metrics, ROI, cash rate, win percentage, dupes, to be skewed by the different dynamics between contest sim results? Okay, good question. So first off, I would not recommend running a separate build for each contest, and I'm going to explain why. But I just wanted to be upfront about that. So let's say we're going to build 500 lineups, and I'm going to kick off this build. And while this runs, I'm going to go over to the contest tab real quick. And within the contest tab, I am going to enable a couple of sims, right? So I'm going to turn on the Slam Jam, and then I am going to turn on the Fadeaway. So I'm going to turn on these two contest sims. All right. So I'm going to go back to my build. And it looks like the lineups are pretty close to finishing here. So once these lineups load, the contest sim should start running automatically. All right, we're just waiting for SaberScore to finish here. And it looks like it's just about wrapped up because I can see my sims starting to kick off here, which is great. All right, cool. So we're in the post build. The contest sims are running, right? So I'm going to mimic uploading an entry file and how it works. When you upload an entry file, and let's say I'm playing two contests, right? I'm playing the two contests that I simmed here. Okay, well, if I'm using one group per contest, for instance, right? What's going to happen in one group per contest is I'm going to get two groups. And let's say, you know, in one of the contests, I have 20 entries. And let's say in the other one, I have 3 entries, right? So I have 3. So in one, I have 20. In the other one, I have 3. So again, this question was asking about ROI. So this would technically be Portfolio Plus in the example that you gave. When you run multiple contests in one build, okay, there's a couple different ways you could do this. Number one is you could have an individual group per contest, which is what one group per contest does. You could have direct fill or all contests in one group. Both of those will put all of your contests in a single group, okay? That is mainly the big distinction that you need to make here. So when you ask, hey, isn't it possible for some of the metrics to be skewed by the different dynamics between contests and results, right? This is the part that we really need to kind of break down. When you have one contest per group, that group is only using the results from the contest attached to it. So it's effectively what it's doing is it's going in and then it's saying, hey, this contest is the slam jam for or is the fadeaway, right? We'll say we put 20 in the fadeaway. So it's going to use the ROI of the fadeaway specifically because that is our hypothetical contest that is attached here. And then for the second group, the contest that we're saying is attached is the slam jam. And in this one, it's only using the slam jam ROI. If you're using Portfolio Plus, the Portfolio Plus solver is using the ROI of that contest. So it's effectively using the uniques one, but then figuring out which lineups play better together while still prioritizing the ROI. When you do it this way, none of the data gets skewed by any of the other contests, okay? Now, when you put the contests into one group is where things get a little bit different, right? So if I have either all contests in one group or direct fill on, I would have one group. And then what would happen here is I would have 23 lineups, right? Because I'm combining the 20 and the 3. And then what would happen is if I'm using target ROI, okay, what is happening there is that it's looking at both contests combined. So here, when you start combining contests within one group, I believe is where things can start to get skewed, like you mentioned. So in the example you gave, I think as long as you're using one group per contest, you should be totally fine. And you can continue to use one build. You do not need to break them out into individual builds unless you really want to. I think it's a little bit sport dependent, to be honest, just like my opinion, because I find it hard to just get my lineups in on time sometimes with one build. So, you know, having multiple is just going to make the entire process longer. And you can be more prone to being in a situation where maybe you weren't able to finish all of your builds. I guess it also depends on how many contests you're playing as well. But I think one group of contests, one build is probably the optimal strategy here. All right. That was our only question to get started. So why don't we continue on here with a little bit of a slate demo. So we've already run some lineups and I'm going to just say that I am playing a single 20 max contest here. Now I would recommend using the portfolio diversity, whether you are on starter or on ultimate, it would be Portfolio Plus. Remember that Portfolio uses Saber score, Portfolio Plus uses ROI. So keep that in mind. But either way, I'm going to come in here. I'm going to set my number of lineups, set my diversity to portfolio, and then I'm going to let the portfolio solve here. I'm going to let the solver run. It's going to give me the lineups that it thinks are the best. Now, what I can do here is I want to bring in my exposure column. Looks a little off here. So bring this over there. That looks a little bit better. And then I want to sort by that exposure column, just kind of giving myself an idea of who I am playing and who I am higher on. Got some aggregate metrics set up. I think with portfolio, Saber score and projection go good. I think with Portfolio Plus, projection and ROI go good. So like those are the ones that I would be focusing on here. Just trying to get a sense of what my baseline aggregate metric values are. So in the event I make any changes, I can see how much they adjust, right? Like, let's say I look at this portfolio and it's like, hey, okay, you know, Danny Wolf is like really popping here. I am a little bit nervous about this player that maybe I haven't, you know, heard that much of. being my highest exposed player by far. His value is high, but, you know, it's a little bit too much. I'd rather bring them down to like 70%, right? This is totally fine. It's all risk management. This is, you know, playing players at the rate that you feel comfortable playing them. I'm just giving an example of that. So I lower his exposure to 70. I need to re-diversify here so the builder can find me a new set of lineups that matches my request. And it does so. And here, right, I noticed my projection was at 281. My Saber score was at 193. My projection came down to 280.7. And my Saber score came down to 189. Very, very small differences there. So that means these lineups are still strong. And now I have 20% less Wolf, which is what I wanted, right? I can continue to fine tune until I am happy. I would just make sure that, you know, what I would be afraid of, right, is if this goes from like 193 down to like 120, 130, it's like, hey, you know, these are very big jumps in aggregate metrics. You might be impacting your portfolio more than you originally thought. And that's just, you know, a cause to like kind of pause and say, how important are these adjustments to me? If the adjustments are very important to you, great, continue forward. But at least you've taken a minute to kind of stop and think and make a conscious decision about, you know, how strongly do I feel about the next change I'm going to make that SaberSim is telling me is having a big impact on the overall strength of the set of lineups that I'm considering playing, right? So you got to answer that question for yourself. The answer is going to be different for everybody. But at this point, right, it's continuing to fine tune. Hey, you know what? Maybe I don't like Javon Small at 85%. Looks like he went up when Danny Wolf came down. Okay, you know, I'm going to set one more exposure here. And I'm going to set 70% to Small as well. Rediversify. Keep in mind one thing is that when you have multiple groups, right, if I added another group, going back to that one group per contest example from earlier, each group, or I'll say it this way, the exposures get sent to each group individually. So if I had two groups, the 70% would be getting sent to the 20 in the first group, and then the 70% would be getting sent to however many lineups I have in the second group. So in the example we gave earlier, right, and I just kind of want to display this, and the sorting metric isn't super important for what I'm trying to discuss here. You know, 70% maximum in a 3 max, right, is a lot different than 70% max in a 20 max, right? This would probably be a little bit different if this was like 65%, because 2 out of 3 lineups is 66%, right? So 65% might not sound like a big difference in your 20 max, but in a 3 max, that is the difference between being in one lineup versus two. So my point is, understand how the percentages adjust when you are building more lineups versus less lineups. One other thing to note is that if you had a single entry, for instance, right, if this was actually one lineup and instead of three. So in single entries, when you set exposures in the player table, we only send exposures of 0 or 100 to the single entry groups. So if you set a 65%, that gets ignored for the single entry, and it only gets sent to the 20 max. So keep that in mind. What we don't want is you to try and manage your exposure across the board, but then the 65% that you set basically makes you ignore that player from any and all single entries. That's not really what, you know, we understand players are trying to do. They're just trying to lower their exposure, not completely get rid of a player. So the 65% would start to be sent to this group when the number of lineups is over one. So anything 2, 3, 4, we start to send all of the exposures to that group. But just be careful when the number is small. It's just something to keep in mind. All right. So yeah, at that point, you know, once I fine tune everything, I'd be ready to save this, download it, and upload it to my contest there. All right, got another question rolling in. And next question. How many unique lineups do you recommend running for a tournament, but you only have like 20 entries, for instance? How many unique lineups do you recommend running? So especially for tournaments, I would run all unique lineups within a contest. So if you have 20 entries in a tournament, I would enter 20 different lineups. It is a lot different than like cash. You know, some people will enter the same lineup multiple times because you're just trying to get that one lineup above the cash line and all of the places pay the same. With tournaments, you know, a lot of the money is in the top, you know, five places paid, the top three places paid in first, right? You're trying to get one lineup up into that very, very high percentile, that 99.99 percentile of a contest. So you want as many unique lineups as you can. So for tournaments, I would definitely be entering one lineup per entry. I think that's a good place to start. And then you can adjust it from there. But I would never be duping within a contest. That is like 1,000% something I would never do. All right. Looking around here, answer some questions in office hours and YouTube chat. Knocked out a Slate demo. All is well. Think we're going to get out of here. Appreciate you guys tuning in. I'll be back tomorrow, 4 p.m. Eastern, for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care.